The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, April 30th. What you know about a big economic rebound in the U.S., where people are spending their money and who's still struggling. Also, major changes likely coming to voting rules in another swing state and possible invisible attacks now reported on U.S. soil. We'll explain. Plus, an update in the case of Lady Gaga's kidnapped dogs, a new plan to release genetically modified mosquitoes. And break out your big hats. It's time for the Kentucky Derby. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The American economy looks like it's bouncing back faster than most analysts expected. The U.S. Commerce Department says in the first quarter of this year, the economy grew at a 6.4% rate. And expectations now say this current quarter will be even better. New data shows the number of people who applied for unemployment last week reached its lowest point since the pandemic first hit. And this week, the National Association of Realtors said more Americans signed contracts to buy homes in March than in February. Economists are crediting things like widespread vaccinations, fewer new COVID-19 cases, and more businesses reopening. That could all be inspiring people to spend more money. Plus, there's all the federal aid that's been going out to Americans from the COVID relief bills Congress passed. For 2021 as a whole, analysts expect the economy to grow around 7%. That would be the fastest calendar year growth since 1984. So far this year, people are spending more money in recent months on all kinds of in-person things like haircuts, airline tickets, and restaurant meals. But they're still spending money online as well. In fact, Amazon reported yesterday its first quarter profit more than tripled from a year ago, and that big growth was mostly fueled by online shopping. Still, even through all the positive signs, the U.S. economy does still have a long way to go to actually recover from last year's big slump. More than 8 million jobs are still lost to the pandemic. And the job cuts have mostly affected low-wage workers, racial minorities, and people without college educations. Plus, many women, especially working mothers, had to leave the workforce to care for children. And at this point, only about half of all school districts in the country are fully reopened. Many hope to have most, if not all, kids back to in-person classes full-time by this fall. One of the most critical battleground states in the country just passed a bill to overhaul election rules. Lawmakers in Florida approved it, and the state's governor is expected to sign it into law as soon as today. If so, the bill will do a lot to regulate mail-in ballots. For example, people requesting them would face new ID requirements. Drop boxes where people can return those ballots would have limited hours and new requirements, like needing workers to watch over them. Plus, people will have to request absentee ballots for each election instead of being on an absentee list that lets you get a mail-in ballot every time. And that's just a few of the many new measures. Republicans who push for these changes say elections in the state just need to be more secure. But Democrats, along with some voting rights organizations, say the new regulations will make it harder for people to vote and have their voices heard. Of course, this is just the latest state to pass a bill like this. You'll remember Georgia faced widespread controversy last month when it became the first swing state to approve new election rules. Texas, Arizona, and other Republican-led states are considering similar laws as well. Federal officials are trying to get to the bottom of two mysterious incidents in the U.S. that seem similar to invisible attacks in Cuba. You might remember, beginning in 2016 in Havana, Cuba, dozens of American diplomats and their support staff reported some bizarre things. They say they heard strange sounds, felt pulses of pressure in their heads, and had some other unusual physical sensations. In some cases, diplomats say they noticed their hearing and vision impacted. Doctors did brain scans and could see something happened, but they couldn't link the changes to any kind of known disorder. Well, now it turns out that same kind of thing happened to a couple other top officials, but here in the U.S. As CNN reports, one incident was this past November near the south side of the White House. A National Security Council official got sick from it with symptoms that mimicked what officials are now calling Havana syndrome. Separately, a White House official reported a similar attack while she was walking her dog just outside Washington, D.C. back in 2019. So federal agencies like the CIA and Defense Department are investigating. But so far, they have not said if the incidents here in the U.S. are connected to the attacks in Cuba, and they don't know who might be behind them or why they might be happening. Stay tuned. It's being called one of the worst civilian disasters in Israel's history. Dozens of people were trampled to death at a crowded religious bonfire festival. It happened as tens of thousands of Orthodox Jews were crowded together in what was meant to be a celebration. But for some reason, a stampede broke out. At least 44 people were killed and about 150 more are in the hospital, hurt. Israel's prime minister called it a terrible disaster. But it's still not clear exactly what happened. Some reports say it started when a few people slipped on stone steps, causing a, quote, human avalanche. There are now questions about poor planning or possible negligence. An investigation is underway. Well, people in Texas and Oklahoma are cleaning up from severe storms. Parts of both states were hit with hail the size of softballs and tennis balls this week. Plus, they got strong wind gusts that reached up to 70 miles an hour and a few possible tornadoes. There were reports of trees being shredded, windows shattered, and roofs damaged. Insurance companies and meteorologists say the damage will likely cost more than $1 billion to repair. There were reports of a few people hurt as well, but thankfully, they're expected to be okay. Remember, this is the second billion-dollar disaster so far this year in Texas. The first was back in February when a winter storm knocked out power and damaged water systems for millions of people. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Because you're listening to this show and getting your news in a quick, efficient way, I know that you value your time. We all have things to do between family, work, and just finding time for ourselves. So if you're someone who mails things out a lot, you'll appreciate Stamps.com for making that to-do easier, faster, and cheaper. Yep, mail and ship out letters and packages all from the convenience and comfort of your own home or office. And pay less thanks to discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. It's especially a must-have for any business. And that's why more than 1 million businesses already choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping, saving them thousands of hours and tons of money every year. So stop wasting time going to the post office and just go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. You get all that with no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in Newsworthy. That's Stamps.com with the promo code Newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Menthol cigarettes might not be around much longer. Federal health officials are moving to ban them. If you're not familiar, menthol comes from the mint plant. And here in the U.S., it's the only flavor tobacco companies are still legally allowed to put in cigarettes. But for years, anti-smoking groups have said it should not be allowed. According to stats from the FDA and CDC, menthol is especially popular among teens and young adults. Tobacco companies have also marketed menthol cigarettes aggressively to Black communities. So why might they get banned now? Well, medical groups filed a lawsuit against the FDA last summer to force the agency to at least respond to a national petition on the topic. So the FDA now says it'll propose regulations to get rid of menthol over the next year, adding that it could save hundreds of thousands of lives. But there's no clear deadline on when a future ban could actually go into effect. And of course, there are people who don't want this to happen at all. Critics argue a ban will just create a black market for menthol instead. If a ban does happen, officials say the policy would apply only to the people and companies that distribute and sell them, so there would not be any punishment for people just smoking menthols. Remember when Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot and her French bulldogs stolen? Well, now 5 people are facing charges for it. 3 were charged with attempted murder. The other 2 are accused of being accessories to the crime. Police say 4 of them are known gang members in Los Angeles. It happened in late February. The singer's dog walker was critically hurt but survived. Lady Gaga offered $500,000 to get her dogs back, no questions asked. But police now say the woman who returned the animals was working with the other dog nappers to cash in on the reward. Detectives say they don't think the suspects knew those dogs belonged to Lady Gaga, but they were after the French bulldogs, which are known to be an expensive breed. For the first time in the U.S., genetically modified mosquitoes were released into the wild. It's part of a test project in the Florida Keys. Scientists are hoping to eventually get rid of the type of mosquitoes that carry diseases like Zika and yellow fever and can give pets heartworm. The idea is to do this gradually by stopping the mosquitoes from reproducing. And here's how it works. Scientists modified male mosquitoes, so when they mate, any female offspring will die before reaching adulthood. And that's key, since females are the only ones that bite and spread disease. Supporters say this strategy is necessary, especially since mosquitoes have been growing more tolerant of pesticides. There has been some pushback in the Florida Keys, though. Critics worry about unintended consequences to the ecosystem. America's longest-running sporting event is happening tomorrow. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby. This year, the world-famous horse race is welcoming back fans after a year away. The Churchill Downs racetrack in Louisville can hold as many as 165,000 people, but Saturday's race will have a smaller crowd with limited capacity. Also, fans will have to wear masks unless they're actively eating or drinking. The race organizers are also encouraging people to make their bets online using an app, but cash bets will still be accepted on race day. You can watch the Kentucky Derby from home, too, on NBC Sports tomorrow afternoon. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies, who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade. And they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're talking about a woman who turned her personal tragedy into a movement to help others. Back in 2013, Heather Abbott was standing near the finish line at the Boston Marathon when those two explosions went off. Abbott was thrown into a nearby building and badly hurt. Doctors had to amputate one of her legs below the knee. As Abbott explained to CNN, she soon learned insurance would pay only for a very basic prosthetic leg. Insurance doesn't typically cover more lifelike devices that can give people using them the ability to do things like run, play sports, and wear high heels. A customized prosthetic like that can cost more than $100,000 out of pocket. Abbott eventually got one because of donations, but the experience inspired her to do all she could to help others like her. So she started the Heather Abbott Foundation in 2014. And since then, she's raised more than $1 million and helped pay for prosthetic devices for more than 40 people. And this year, Abbott is leading a team back to Boston. Her foundation formed a team called Limitless, spelled L-I-M-B. They'll participate in the marathon coming up this October. Thank you so much for listening today, following us in your podcast app, and sharing the show. We appreciate you. And we'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.